On the Road with Arizona Agriculture is the title of this blog post that you can find at fillyourplate.org.
Yeah, fillyourplate and also azfb.org.
Azfb.org.
Or just Google the title that you just mentioned.
It's a very nice 24-page PDF document. You print it out. Page number 2 talks about what to be prepared for if you were going to go doing a little bit of farm touring, just have being prepared. It's not like your average farm.
Right.
Has a Circle K on the corner.
No Circle K on the corner.
Load your water up, pack a lunch.
Right.
Wear good shoes, it says.
Yes. And we have these agritourism farms all the way from the south of Arizona all the way up to the north. So you could literally, to your point, Jennifer, earlier, a staycation. You can stay in Arizona and discover one of the unique aspects of it, which is our farming families. So if you're down south, you might want to stop at Apple Annie's. We've got all sorts of agritourism places there. In Tucson, you do too. Through October, we just finished off kind of the October season, and that's the height of a lot of our agritourism because we have our fall festivals and pumpkin patches and stuff like that. But some of these are available for Arizona families to access year-round, like Schneff Farms in Queen Creek. And just down the road from Schneff Farms then is the Queen Creek Olive Mill, which to me is another one of those farms that you can go and see. It's more a little bit more retail, but it's a farm family that produces our local olive oil. So, and then if you want to go up north, you've got Mortimer Farms. There's just so many places that we can go to. That's why we decided we were going to create this document on the road with Arizona Agriculture, because there's literally a circular route you can take to see all of our farms and all of our wineries, by the way.
I was going to mention that because
I almost forgot that.
You have this broken down by county. And when you get to Pima County and Santa Cruz County, they do have like the Village of Elgin Winery.
Yes.
Southern Arizona. You've got the Dos Cabez Wine Works in Sonoyta.
Right.
So farming isn't always, you don't always think of wine when you're talking farming. But you have that aspect to bring into it. And not to mention that's a beautiful part of the state down in southern Arizona.
And also up north, we have actually, the USDA has started to count our wine industry. But I would say in all of our newer segments of agriculture, it's one of the most significant and one of the fastest growing segments is our wine grape growing industry. And some of the families that are getting into it, by the way, we have a few of them that, you know, they maybe are cotton, wheat, and alfalfa farmers, and they're deciding to diversify in this branch of
the Cottonwood area also has lots of good wineries
and
to choose from.
That's Yavapai County. Mm-hmm. Going through this list, you've got Alcantara Vineyards, Arizona Stronghold Vineyards, Granite Creek Vineyards.
Alcantara, that's...
Go ahead.
Alcantara is one of the vineyards you can go to. In fact, they're right off of the Verde River, I think it is, and you can... They call it water and wine. You can float down the Verde, stop off at Alcantara, and have some wine. So there's, I mean, there and the family that runs that farm, the Predmores, they're in leadership in our Farm Bureau County and also at the state level. So it's all a family affair, whether it's wine or water.
Romy, I think we should start including this little pamphlet in our vehicles that go out for the staycation. It's called On the Road with Arizona Agriculture, and there are places, farms you can go to in every county. So you go to our website, go to rosieonthehouse.com/travelaz, takes you right to the page where you sign up. We draw a winner once a month, and the winner gets to choose any place in Arizona, and the weekend of their choice, no blackout days. We do encourage within 6 months. But you could go if you signed up today and you got your, and you were drawn. You could pick a little route, pick your car at Sanderson Ford. They're really flexible. You get the car for 2 days. Your staycation is 2 nights, and we just have all kinds of great partners across the state, including all the way down. If you're going south, you can go stay at the Copper Queen down in Bisbee. If you're going north, You got all kinds of little places. Lazy Trout, if you want to just take it easy, you could visit a couple farms. This would be a great trip, though, for families. Just plan your little trip, go across the state. All these places have tours. They have fresh produce to buy. Some of them are you pick. So, and even classes.
Absolutely. You sign up by going to rosieonthehouse.com, R-O-S-I-E on thehouse.com. Click right there on the homepage. You will see the Travel Arizona. You can sign up once a month. And if you haven't won, if you've signed up before and haven't won, sign up again. Like I said, you can re-sign up every single month until you're the lucky winner. Sanderson Ford is in Glendale, 51st Avenue, just south. It's at Maryland. They've got their demo lot of vehicles that you get to select from. Pick it up. There's a $250
gift card.
$250 gift card.
To cover your gas and some food, as well as a cool little gift basket. Sphinx Date Ranch is our latest participant, and they have these Hayden Mill products that we were talking about, and I put a couple of those in our last basket.
Julie, thank you for your time here.
Thank you.
Arizona Farm Bureau, are you the spokesman? Are you the what would they call you? Mother hen?
Mother hen. I feel like the mother hen sometimes. I kind of like to sometimes say that I'm a cheerleader for the ag industry. And because we have so much amazing agriculture, and as I've said before, it's so diverse, it's one of the reasons why we've tried to reach out to the public and tell our story. And one of the best ways we're doing that is with fillyourplate.org. I treat it as our consumer, customer-facing website. It's for Arizona families that have asked us all sorts of questions that, you know, I want to buy directly from the farmer. Is that possible? And certainly you can do that at a farmer's markets. But what if you want to buy something in the middle of the week and there's no markets open? Well, Fill Your Plate can kind of satisfy that. Plus, we've also had a lot of our Arizona families ask us, you know, where's some good recipes? And we've got some heritage recipes, farm families that posted those, and you know, recipes from you guys too, that really celebrate agriculture in Arizona.
We always talk about our Cajun pecans from Baby K's.
And I love those.
All of our recipes include butter.
We're coming into pecan harvest. You know, you've got the biggest pecan orchard in the state is in Green Valley. Valley Pecan Farm?
Yeah, I ordered 40 pounds last year.
So, and you can, that's another one. You can go and witness and be part of the harvest.
And see it, yes. Well, get your pecans this year because they've got a good crop.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.